For investors, the term internet startup used to be synonymous with gold mine, but the bubble burst and many online stocks are worth almost nothing. Christopher Byron is a columnist for Bloomberg News and author of the new book, DeleteYourBroker.com. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bob?
Good. There were a lot of warnings that these stocks were overvalued, but some people didn't want to believe.
That's true. There's still plenty of warnings out there. A lot of them still are. This is a slide that's gone on since last March, and it's not over yet, in my opinion.
Are there any internet stocks worth buying?
Right now? I don't think so. There's an old lesson on Wall Street that really has a lot of value in it. Never fight the tape. And right now, sellers are in the driver's seat. And there's no real advantage to buying a stock that's more likely to go down than up. So just stay on the sidelines and wait, because there are going to be buying opportunities coming, but we're not there yet.
What if someone's still holding these stocks? Should they dump them now and get whatever value there is in there?
Well, depends on when you acquired the stock. It depends upon whether or not there are tax advantages for you to sell at a big loss in order to offset gains in another stock you might hold. I have no idea where the market's going to go next. If I knew that, I'd have all the money.
Will there be another dot-com bubble worth planning for?
There are always bubbles on Wall Street. People don't realize that 6 months before the dot-com bubble started to pump up, we had a bubble in bagel stocks. So there's always – people in bull markets are always looking for opportunities to buy something that will only go up. And right now, the market is basically trending downwards. But the next time the market starts to head up, yeah, you can certainly expect one. I doubt it'll have a dot-com at the end of the name, though.
If there is a comeback, are there going to be existing companies or new startups?
Well, what we had here was a market that really caught fire in the IPO sector. And as it happened, the IPO sector got hot with dot-coms. What's going to happen next? I don't know. My guess is, based on the last 20 years, we've seen two of these kinds of bubbles develop now. Prior to the dot-com bubble, we had a huge biotech bubble that people tend to forget about now in the early 1980s. So my guess is, if past is prologue, the next thing around is likely to be an IPO bubble of some sort.
Well, how do investors keep from getting snookered again?
Read the financials. We have federal law that requires anybody who seeks access to the public markets, what he's done with the money he's gotten so far and what he plans to do with the money he gets from you. If you don't want to read that stuff and you just want to give him the money anyway, well, then you're going to pay the price. But you can avoid tremendous amounts of pain by reading what audited financial statements reveal about the prospects of a company before you give them your money.
You say people should use the internet and do their own investing. Doesn't that also give people the ability to lose more and get into more trouble than ever before?
Well, sure. The internet is just a tool. It's a neutral tool. It provides all the information you need to make wise decisions or terribly stupid ones. The challenge that the individual investor faces is to be able to understand this information, make use of it, and not get in over his head.
Christopher Byron is a columnist for Bloomberg News.